As we prepare to enter prayer today, take a few moments to let go of any distractions or worry and settle your intentions and affections on the God who is worthy of your devotion. Breathe in slowly. Glory to God. Breathe out gently. Peace in me. Glory to God. Peace in me. Let your breath settle your spirit. Release the weight that you've been carrying. Make room for the presence of the one who brings peace on earth. Today's scripture reading comes from the pronouncement of Jesus' birth, from the angels to the shepherds in the fields, found in Luke chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The angel's song on the night of Jesus' birth is surprisingly simple. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace. Do you notice the order? It begins with glory to God, and peace flows out of that posture. In Scripture, the word glory carries the idea of weight or substance and heaviness. And while we may try to carry the weight of our own importance, our reputation, our success, our being impressive, needed, and admired, we were never designed for that kind of load. The weight of glory crushes when we place it on ourselves. Only God can carry the weight of glory. And only when we shift our focus from gaining glory to giving glory is when we can start to experience deepest joy and true peace. Imagine for a moment a houseplant in a dim room, stretching and bending toward the nearest window. It isn't trying to make itself impressive. It isn't competing for attention or striving for greatness. It simply turns toward the light that gives it life. And that is our calling today. Like a houseplant, we weren't meant for darkness. We are drawn to the light that leads to life. Spend a few moments basking in God's glory and bending toward His light. This is what peace looks like, turning towards God's light instead of trying to be the light within our own power. Reflecting His glory instead of trying to generate our own. Letting go of the weight of proving ourselves and resting in the One who holds all things. When we give God glory, when we let Him be the radiant center rather than ourselves, we are freed. The pressure lifts. The frantic inner grasping quiets, and peace becomes possible. Advent invites us into this turning. It invites us to stop carrying what we were never meant to carry. It invites us to let God be glorious and to rest in His goodness. And as we do, something beautiful happens. Peace fills the places previously occupied by striving. Peace takes root where self-glory once lived. Peace grows where God's light is welcomed. This is the song of the angels. This is the invitation of Advent. Give God glory. Turn toward His light. receive His peace. Spend a few moments giving God the glory He deserves. Tell Him of His goodness and faithfulness. Give Him praise and honor for who He is and what He has done in your life. Now take a few moments to receive His peace. Tell Him where you are anxious. Tell Him what is robbing you of your peace. Then spend a moment or two in silence, listening to the gentle whisper of the Spirit. This Advent season, what would it look like to focus less on yourself and more on Jesus? How might this lead to more peace in your life? Lord of light and peace, in this Advent season, teach my heart to sing the angel's song. Glory to God in the highest. I confess how easily I hold the weight of my own importance, the pressure to be enough, to look put together, to be admired, noticed, or approved. But I am not meant to carry that weight. Only You hold glory without being burdened by it. Turn my heart toward Your light. Bend me gently away from self-focus and toward the radiance of Your presence. Let me rest in Your brightness instead of trying to create my own. As I release my grasp on personal glory, let Your peace settle into the empty spaces. Peace that quiets my fears, peace that steadies my spirit, peace that flows not from what I achieve, but from who You are. This Advent, teach me to give You glory in all things. And in that surrender, lead me into the deep and lasting peace You promised. Peace on earth and peace within. Amen.